Hello and welcome to Nigerian Today podcast. I'm your host, Jeremiah Aniti. As I take you around Nigeria, events that occurred across the country today in the news, federal government okays enters protesters' 5 for 5 demands. The Nigerian government on Tuesday agreed to meet the 5 demands of the hashtag enters protesters. Inspector General of Police Mohammed Adamu conveyed a meeting with stakeholders in a move to meet sundry demands, including altering use of force against protesters and unconditional release of arrested citizens. This came on Tuesday following directives by President Muhammadu Buhari on the dissolution of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad of the police and immediate response by the authorities to the yearnings of citizens, according to a statement signed by Special Advisor on Media and Publicity, Mr. Femi Adesina. Across the country, there has been a series of protests in a bid to end SARS. In reports have it that in Ibadan, Rivers, as well as in Lagos State, there has been massive protests across the street. Also in the news today, there was an auto crash in Ondo State, which 2 policemen died, 8 also injured, according to the Federal Road Safety Corps. Reports as that 2 police officers on Tuesday died in a fatal auto crash in Akure South Council, with 8 others seriously injured in the accident. The Federal Road Safety Corps report says the incident happened on 11:20 a.m. Monday morning. It involved a lone police patrol van, a blue Nissan, with 12 persons in the vehicle. The accident is attributed to speed violation, tire burst, and loss of control along a sharp bend of the road. In Edo State, following the September 19 election, the tribunal says it has received 5 petitions against Governor Obaseki's victory. The Edo State Governorship Election Petition Tribunal, Sitting Benin, has received petition from 5 political parties and their candidates challenging the declaration of Governor Godwin Obaseki as rightful winner of the September 19 poll. Secretary of the Tribunal, Mr. Sunday Martins, confirmed this to the News Agency of Nigeria, NAN, in Benin on Tuesday, after the expiration of the 21-day window period for the submission of petitions, which ended on Saturday. Elsewhere in Rivers, protesters defile the governor's directive as they storm the streets. Despite the unconstitutional ban of enters protests in Rivers State by the governor, youth have gathered in their hundreds to protest against the controversial anti-robbery squad that has been linked to widespread torture and killings in Nigeria. The state governor, Yemi Osinbajo, on Monday said he has prohibited all forms of protest in the state, including protests against police brutality. According to him, all proposed protests under hashtag EndSARS campaign are hereby prohibited. River State Information Commissioner Paul Nsirim said in a statement on Monday night, the ban on protest by the governor runs contrary to the provision of Section 40 of the Nigerian Constitution, which guarantees freedom of association for citizens. Thank you for listening. Do have to check back tomorrow for more updates across the Nigerian team.